back in the Middle Ages, when I was a kid in the New York borough of Queens, I was, I'll admit it, a huge fan of pro wrestling on black and white television. So was my mother, for goodness sake. We knew very well that it was all phony, scripted and acted like, well, like a play. We didn't care. Our hero was right out of Brooklyn. He was tagged the Golden Superman, complete with gleaming blonde hair, muscles, cape, and sandals with golden ribbons extending around his legs. Those were the days. We thought they'd never end. Which brings me, sort of, to Chad Datey by Brooklyn-born and raised playwright Christopher Diaz, who, it turns out, loved pro wrestling even more than I did. He studied the game and came up with a play exposing the phoniness of it all and getting into much deeper subjects in a high-energy pow-wham-crack production at the Wilbury. His hero is not the title character. Chad Datey is the heavy, or one of them. Writing about what he knows, playwright Diaz's hero is a Brooklyn Hispanic kid named Macedonio and called Mace. He wends his way into wrestling, not as a star, but as a bad guy, the one all the fans love to see get whooped big time. At Wilbury, director Josh Short's rollicking production is filled with youth and drive and tinged with middle-aged despair, too. Basically, the set is a wrestling ring where a loose floor emphasizes the wham and the bam when a body is hurtled downward from on high. Off to the sides are three huge monitors which show the onstage battles and give you that TV feel. The actors have been trained in techniques of the game, but you still wonder how the heck they can avoid injury as they are slammed and rammed. Mace is done with poetic grace by Joan Peralta, who catches the young man's yearning, his mix of I'm doing well and is this all there is? Amos Hamrick is the title character, and he's bodaciously mean and sharp. Benjamin Gracia plays a fake bad guy Muslim wrestler with good humor, and Stuart Wilson is immensely strong as a wrestling guy called Billy Heartland, or sometimes Old Glory. And Vince Petronio, who was once so fine in Second Story Theater's A Few Good Men, gives another strong performance as the Anglo guy who runs the show. As I said, Chad Datey has bigger aims than exposing wrestling once again. Playwright Diaz is looking at personal identity, the struggles of immigrants, the misuse of the weak and poor by the powerful. As Mace puts it, there's no country named America. In truth, these ideas are a bit cloudy, a bit underdone in the elaborate entrance of Chad Datey. But still, this is a strong production of a play of promise, of hope, a glimpse of America now. It's worth the trip to Oldieville.